Hey, good afternoon, Raymondville. This is Ron Wilkins.
The next college perform is a Raymondville Jazz Ensemble from Raymondville, Texas, directed by Mr. Ben Keltner and Mr. James Keltner. Their performance selections include Shake a Tail Feather, arranged by John Wason, Lean on Me by Bill Withers Wason, and Chameleon, arranged by Sweetie. Again, just a reminder, silence all electronics and refrain from leaving during the performance. Thank you all for attending today.
All right, let's make some music. So listening to this from the beginning, it's a cool tune. You guys have a nice little groove and vibe going on it. I can't hear the bass player. I see her playing, and I can hear a little bit, but it needs to come up a little bit more just to balance us out with the ensemble. Trombone solos. Interesting contrast of styles between the two of you. Nice drum solo. Some good fills, way to play the silent touch. That last chord, I felt the lead trombone was maybe just a little too hot compared to the lead trumpet. But the lead trumpet then came up at the end of that one. But the balance has to be better between the two, as well as making sure that the lead alto is nice and solid and is heard well. So those things have to be addressed a little bit more with this ensemble. Overall balance is good, but I think you could use a little bit more. Ah, now they're bringing the bass up. Good. Crowd goes wild. All right. Yeah, guys. I like the tune. I think its arrangement's really good. Some really nice start for the trombone section as an ensemble, being able to go ahead and play through this. My bigger thing is just, once again, making sure that as the ensemble blows through and this room doesn't help as much. Sometimes the sound gets a little bit too hot, so articulation and cutoffs and releases have to be cleaner throughout on this one, watching the balance on it. And I felt like on the sax solo, the sax played some really good ideas and was really screaming up on the high G on the alto, which was good. But the thing is that sometimes the other stuff that they was playing across wasn't coming through quite as clearly, and I think it was more so the ensemble. The rhythm section dropped down nicely, but when the ensemble comes back in again, you have to play a little bit better balanced and nuanced behind the soloist. It takes some listening to do that. So this is going to be some practice on your parts. Cleanly. Some of the attacks and the releases aren't coming off quite as clean. Still groovy though. Rhythm section's locking it in pretty well. When you're playing across a group like this, that you watch your time. Don't get too caught up into trying to play ideas, that you lose that sense of the time and the rhythm. That style and groove has to be an integral part of when you're improvising, especially when you're blowing across a solo with this kind of a funk groove. Nice groove, vibe, and feel, folks. Came off pretty well. A little hot at the end with the rhythm section. I heard felt like there sounded like a little feedback coming through. Not sure if that was from the bass or from the keyboard itself. But overall, nice vibe, nice groove. Good job. Really good job. I think we can work a little bit more towards balance, especially behind soloists, along with just making sure that we can clean up our parts a little bit more. Intonation-wise, it sounded exceptional. Well done. That's the tuning thing is a really big key to make sure that the band can come off with a solid performance. So that was really good. Overall, groove and stuff is great. I feel like also, though, perhaps a little bit more emphasis on the swing feel and emphasizing that kind of styling in jazz might actually help the performance even further. The charts that you had and what it worked out came off pretty good. So, I enjoyed it. Thank you all very much. And, man, keep up the good work out there in Raymondville. This is all pretty exciting. All right.